Hey, I'm Jordan, and this is our first ever episode of Panel Talk. Panel Talk is where I will invite guests to talk about working in the industry of artwork, comics, and anything else. And you'll get to see insight into what their lives are like and how they are. And so today, I have invited two people that I've been working with for a while now, and they are so nice and so kind, and I hope that you guys will see that also. Kayla and Emily, take it away.
Hi.
Yo.
Hello.
Hey, not much, you?
Nothing much, you know, I'm just here excited for this first episode of Panel Talk.
Yeah. Woo!
So exciting.
Oh, yeah. First ever episode, gonna make some mistakes here and there. Bear with me here. All right. So can you guys introduce yourself, say your name, your age, and a fun fact?
For sure. So my name is Kayla. It's very nice to be here. I am 20 years old, and a little fun fact about myself, I love to travel, so I've been to Canada, I've been to France, and I've also been down in the Caribbean, which seems like a lot of places, but really not enough for me. I definitely plan to do more traveling, so
that's you better send me pictures of that.
Of course, you know it.
My name is Emily. I am 24 years old. I have been, I have been interning under Alex Simmons for, I want to say, about a year and a half now. It has been a wonderful honor and a privilege. I am relatively new to the KCC crew, but I look forward to working with both these wonderful women. I have gotten to meet them. They are both super talented and awesome and friendly, and I love me some horror movies. Fun fact about me, my favorite genre.
Wow.
And I also want to say how Emily is an amazing artist and Kayla is an amazing writer. And can you guys tell us about your work that you guys are working on?
Of course, yes. So I have been working with KCC for a very short amount of time. Just actually this summer I started working with Alex Simmons. He's kind of taken me under his wing. And I've done several projects with him, one of them being working with him for organizing a Saturday morning special, which was an event that KCC actually threw on back in April. It was on Zoom, you know, it was a live event that we put on Facebook, and it's recorded there. It's now there for anyone who wants to watch it. It's on Facebook, but I just helped out with talking with the artists, you know, and the puppeteers, and just keeping the engagement going between KCC's that event and the audience. And it was a really, really fun time. And also, because I am a writer, an aspiring writer, Alex Simmons has been helping me hone my craft and just kind of, you know, learn where I'm, my weaknesses and my strengths, and, you know, just really trying to bring the best out of me in terms of myself as a writer. So I've been working with him for a project that he's been working on with another colleague of his, Mary, this character named Koki, who's a little tree frog, and she helps teach kids about the environment. So Emily and I actually have been working on this project together, coming up with a story about Koki. So I've written it, and then Emily's illustrating it because she is an amazing, don't let her tell you otherwise, okay? She is an amazing artist, an amazing illustrator. And we've been working on that, and it's true. And
it's true.
Yeah. So,
thank you.
And then Emily, you can talk more about that too, since you are also a huge part of it.
Well, I'm very excited to be working as part of the Koki project. I was immediately taken in by the concept and the story. And it's been really interesting just trying to come up with a general look for not only this world, but these characters, because we want them to be, you know, I gotta process how I'm gonna say this.
Yeah.
Processing. we want them to be cute enough so that the general audience is intrigued and they want to know more about them. But, you know, we also need people to take them seriously because, you know, they are discussing a very serious issue. So it's been a fun challenge for me as an artist trying to find that middle ground design-wise.
Yeah, and also for me as a writer, you know, because I've also never written anything for kids before. So it's just been, it's been interesting to try to navigate how to talk about a serious issue that even adults should care about, of course, but communicate it in a way that's that translates well to kids, you know, to get them to want to understand and help out. So,
of course,
absolutely, yeah,
yeah. It's challenging, but it's really fun, gotta say.
So I've seen a little bit of your work, and I am so excited for this book to come out so everyone can see how amazing the work is and how important this issue is. So it's just really important for everybody to read up about this information, and for kids who are young and can't and don't really know about this information, they learn about it from such a young age through interesting things.
Yeah, I think it'll be great. I think the kids will really enjoy it. I think, you know, parents and adults will enjoy it too. Koki's a great character.
Well, you write her so well.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, it's great when I can visualize her too. You know, you make her so easy to see. I can be like, okay, I can picture what she's about to do. Just write it off.
Well, I'm excited. So what are your influences as content creators, and who are your inspirations, which is what influences Horoops, growing up, and that has led you to be with us?
Ladies first.
Oh, well, thank you. That's a really good question. I would say for me, you know, I never really initially thought that I would be working, you know, going into the comic world. Even as a kid, I loved to read as a kid, but I never actually read a lot of graphic novels. But as I said, I've always been into writing, and I find that as I've gotten older and I've learned more about writing, I've taken classes on writing and I've read multiple books, you know, it's just great to study all the different kinds of genres and writing that there is out there. So, I mean, I would have to say that my influencers and my is not really, I wouldn't say a person in particular, but I've just been influenced by all that I have learned, and a lot of people, actually, maybe not just one person that's influenced me, but a lot of people have influenced me. My teachers and, you know, my family, just anybody who just really weighed in on my my journey as a writer, and just inspired me to take part in this experience, you know, even though it's not something that I not necessarily want to, you know, go into as a career. It is writing, it is working with other artists, other creators, you know, and that is something that I'm passionate about and something that I'm very interested in. So, you know, that's kind of what got me here, is that drive, just that love of writing, really, is what got me here today.
Writing is so, that's such a good thing to learn. Yeah. Emily, take it away.
I can relate a lot to that. I grew up in a very, like, art-heavy household. My father was born in 1950, so as such, he pretty much grew up in, like, the prime golden age of comic books. We had a lot of, like, not just comic books, but, like, comic book anthologies just sitting around the house. And so I was exposed to that at a very early age. And I've always just been taken in by just the concept of creation in general. I was always a very, like, I wouldn't say artistic, but I was a very, I don't like that. Sorry, let me just reprocess.
Nope.
I doodled a lot as a kid. I think I wanted to be an artist before I even really knew I wanted to be one, because I was always just putting down whatever weird, random, stupid thought was in my head to paper. I actually once purposefully failed a test just so I could draw mermaids on the back of the worksheet.
Really? Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
That's cool, though.
I'm not proud of that, but it gets something about me.
That's, why does that sound like something I would do?
But
yeah, gotta keep the dream alive somehow. You
know? No, but but it took me a while to really find my voice through my drawings, and which is why I'm especially happy for this opportunity with both Alex Simmons and with KCC, because it gives me a chance to put this silly little after school hobby towards an actual career, something that I can, you know, not only do full time, but, you know, make money off of. So yeah. I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, I feel that 100%.
It's always amazing turning something that you love into reality.
Yes, for sure. That'll definitely be we talk more about here on Panel Talk.
So yeah, about that. We are going to have 2 episodes a month, I'm pretty sure, at the moment. So one of the episodes a month is going to be with us three talking about whatever. So if you guys want to tell us what we should talk about, what you're interested in, tell us. We want to hear from you. You can tell us on our social media, whatever. We want to hear from you. We are the listeners. All right. Yes. Now, we are going to wrap this up. Thank you guys all for watching and, well, listening. I hope that you guys have enjoyed listening to us today. Make sure to check out our next episodes, which we'll be talking about
lots of different things. And some examples of those are how being women creators is different from being men creators. Also how choosing art as a career maybe isn't seen as the smartest choice or as providing the easiest life. And also education and how important it is to have a good teacher and how important that is and how much better it is than having a negative teacher in your life.
Yeah, those topics are so important for everyone to hear. And I am so excited for these next episodes that we're doing. Stay tuned and we'll be back soon as possible. Wham!
Bam!
Zoom!
Woo! Stay tuned for next episodes. Bye!